Hey, sorry to just show up at your door. Can I come in? Thanks, Jesus. It's really coming down out there. I'm fucking drenched. Oh, no. I'm fine. I'll dry off soon. Oh, thanks, buddy. I could actually use a towel. Wait a minute. This isn't a towel you jacked into, is it? Be honest. Fine, I trust you, sort of. God, that's some insane pathetic fallacy rain out there. Well, at least it covered up my dumb crying on the way over. You were right, by the way. He dumped me. Oh, don't worry, you'll get all the details. When do you not, you poor bastard? How many times have I come to you crying over a dumb boy, and sometimes a girl? No, it's not nothing. You always say that. For anything, no questions asked. That's very much a something. Don't argue with me, I'm very raw at the moment. Besides, you've never won an argument with me yet, and today is not the day you're gonna start, mister. Okay, I think I'm dry enough to flop on your couch and drink whatever you put in front of me. But I like an instant coffee and Baileys. Honestly, I don't think there's anything in the world I'd like more. No, sit. I'll get it. You're already doing enough. I'm not raw enough that I forgot how to pour hot water into a cup. Besides, it's not like I don't know where it is. I could probably draw this apartment from memory if I had to. Why do you stay here anyway? You should get a nicer place. Not that I mind, as you're just around the corner, which is very convenient for me personally. So you should never move ever until I do. Yeah, I'm stalling. It was a bad one. Well, obviously, I guess because we're through. He said things that you can't take back. Oh, you know, shit about how fucking crazy I am, like I don't already know it. It got ugly. He claimed I was shut off from him. He kept saying I was closed, that there was a part of me that he was never allowed to get close to. Shit, man, I don't know. How do you respond to that? I sure as hell wasn't closed off from him physically. Fuck. I'm the one that usually had to instigate sex in the first place. Oh. Yeah, he didn't want me to tell anybody, but fuck that guy. We're not dating anymore as of 10 minutes ago. He's super submissive in bed. I know. Oh yeah, he talks a big game. I remember when we were first texting, he was all, "I'm gonna grab you and take you and fuck you against a wall and come in your ass." All lies. He's a fucking pillow princess in dude form. That idiot barely moves in bed, always insisting to be on the bottom like a lazy fuck he is. It's like fucking a toy, except a toy will actually vibrate on its own. And he's a terrible kisser. I know. You know what I realized a month in? Notice how all the girls who are hot for him are the ones that have never kissed him? Because he kisses like a fucking trout. A dead trout. Fucking fuck, man. I should know better. He's the kind of handsome that never had to work for anything in his life. Good-looking dudes never know how to fuck. Present company. Excluded, of course. What do you mean, how do I know? You think girls don't talk about guys? Oh, you poor, deluded man. Sometimes guys are all we talk about, sadly. Your exes, though, seem to enjoy themselves a lot. They all still like you. Well, of course, I think you're good looking, stupid. I've told you that a million times. hands. I haven't. Are you sure? I feel like I have. Well, come on, we're best friends. Of course I think you're handsome. You tell me how beautiful I am all the time. Well, not at the moment, because I look like a drowned rat. Oh, I'm still beautiful? You have to say that because I'm your best friend and I'm all vulnerable and shit right now. I also may have went a little heavy on the Baileys. Hey, I'm sorry, but can we just snuggle up for a bit? I'm freezing from the rain. Here, I'll put the towel over your shoulder. Why are you always so warm? Man, you're a good snuggle partner. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Anyway, Mr. Fuck went off on me more. How I expect too much out of him in bed, and how I won't admit I'm in love with... Well, never mind. It was gross. I stormed out and came over here after to tell him to drop dead. Who did he say I was in love with? Nobody. He was being a fucking idiot. Holy shit, do not try to tickle me. God damn it. Ugh, fine. He said I was in love with you. I mean, that's crazy, right? We're besties. There's never been a moment of sexual tension between us ever. I just like you. You know that. You make me laugh, and you give me surprisingly good instant coffee and Baileys. And you fucking listen. Do you know how rare it is to find a person? Not even a guy, but a person who really listens and isn't just waiting for their turn to talk. Okay, fine. Yes, I do the same for you. Don't deflect, asshole. You're not just a school chum or a drinking buddy. We're like two halves of the same person. You genuinely care more about me than anybody else in my life ever has. I mean, look at me right now. Seriously. I'm dripping wet. I'm sad. I'm cold. And I fucking hate men and love and life and sex and all of it. You let me in, no questions asked. And now you're literally giving me your warmth. If I asked you for the shirt off your back, you'd give it to me. I know you would. I'd rather come over here and do nothing than go do something with anybody else. Do you remember that time I kissed you when I was drunk? You do. Why didn't, you know, take advantage of me? Because I was drunk, right? I'm not drunk now, though. Give me your shirt. You heard me. Take it off right now. I'm gonna straddle you. Shh. Yes, I am. I'm gonna run my hands down your chest. I'm gonna look into your eyes. I'm going to ask you to kiss me. Not yet, in a second. Because, fuck. Because you know why I was so mad at when he threw the whole I'm in love with my best friend thing at me. Sure, yes, I know he was just trying to hurt me. He got lucky. Because he's right. I know we're just friends, and that's cool, I can live with that. And I will always need you in my life, and if we can't be together, then I know you'll still be my friend, because why would you have feelings for me? Oh, God. Fuck. God damn, I knew you were a good kisser. Girls don't lie about that. Oh, yes. Please, more kissing. Lots and lots and lots more. Oh my god, yes. Run your hands under my shirt and over my breasts. My nipples are already hard for you. Raise my arms. Okay. Now both our shirts are off and... Oh, please. Yes. You're sucking my tits. Fuck. That feels good. I don't care if you're just horny. Take me. Use me. Keep sucking on my tits. I'll be your good girl. Oh, your cock is getting hard. I can feel it swelling right under my pussy. My wet, hungry pussy. Oh, shit. I didn't realize you were strong enough to pick me up. What are you? Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, kiss my neck against this wall. Fuck yes. With my legs wrapped around you. Oh, I feel that cock of yours. Fuck. I love it when you press against me. Yes, like that. More. 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 Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, where are you taking me now? Oh, yes. Sit me on your bed. What's next? Oh, you're unbuckling your pants. Fuck me, that's a good cock. Do you want to put it in your good girl? Your good girl needs it. Oh, yes. You're grabbing my head and moving it onto your cock. Fuck, let me eat that sweet pre-cum. Yes. Oh. Fuck my face. I need it. I want it. Fuck me deeper. I want to gag on it. I want my mouth filled with your fucking cock. Jesus, seriously, when did you get so strong? You tossed me on the bed like I was nothing. And now you're pulling my pants off. My underwear is sticking to my pussy because it's so wet, so you'll have to peel it off. Oh, fuck yes. Put your head between my legs. Holy shit, yes. 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 Eat my fucking cunt. Oh my god, I haven't been eaten out in so long. Oh, fuck your tongue. Yes, fuck me with your tongue. Fuck. So fucking deep. Oh god. Oh god. Shit. Shit. Oh, don't make me come yet. Oh, yes. Kiss me. Let me taste myself on you. God, I'm so wet. Wait, what are you doing? Ugh, you're pinning down my arms and rubbing your cock against my clit. Oh, please. Yes, I like it. Hold me down and take my cunt. Take me. God, my cunt is so hungry for your cock. Please. Please, I need it inside me. Please, Daddy. Please, fuck your good girl. Yes. Fuck. 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 Oh, I love it. I love straining against your arms. I love your weight on me, and I love you pounding my cunt. God, please, more. Oh, fuck me harder, Daddy. Fuck my sweet pussy. Fuck me until I can't think, and it's just us together. Finally, I'm sorry. I was so fucking stupid. I'll make it up to you, Daddy. As long as you keep fucking me, yes. Yes, yes, come, come inside me. Yes, Daddy, I want it. Let's come together. I can't stand it. I'm gonna come. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck your best girl, your only girl. Yes, yes, I'm coming, 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 I'm coming, yes. Fuck, fill me up, Daddy. Fill me, use me. Fuck. Fuck. Holy shit. Daddy. Just... So it was amazing, right? That wasn't just me. I just came faster and harder than ever. Shit, I don't even come like that when I'm the one fucking myself. Holy shit, we could have been doing that for years. We're so done. Oh my god, you're dripping out of me, and I've never felt better in my entire life. I love you. You love me too. You always have. Well, shit. I guess this night worked out pretty well after all. I might owe Fucknut an apology. I'll tie a nice note to the brick I'm gonna throw through his window later. Of course, I'm kidding. I said I was your good girl, Daddy. Now kiss me and never, ever, ever stop.